Our theme tonight is the oil price drop rockets around the planet. Well, you heard it here first 2 weeks ago with Jim Norman. We discussed the oil card, and Jim brought up the possibility of $40 per barrel oil. A week later, everyone from the Wall Street Journal to Market Watch to Bloomberg is contemplating $40 oil. But you did hear it on the Salier Report first. But it was the talk of the town over the last week. Part of this, of course, is the East-West squabble going on with Putin sort of in the middle. Putin has just signed a Russian budget assuming $100 per barrel of oil. They're very, very dependent on oil and gas revenues. So the Russians are really heading into being squeezed hard. This is good for a lot of people and companies who are getting squeezed by the prices in the global slowdown. And so lower energy prices is going to help a lot of people. Of course, it's going to hit the oil and gas sector hard. Lots of good stories about that up on the blog. One of the commentaries I did this week was called the Echo Oil Card, because in addition to the oil card, sort of the national security state driving down the price, all sorts of excuses were given for the problems in the price. But the newest one was very much related to the idea that it's going to be good for the environment if we get off oil and gas. And I put up some of the links. One of it was the German energy industry success at switching to renewables. Of course, the lower oil prices are going to be very tough on renewables. And I put up a chart of the solar ETF and oil. And as you can see, the solar ETF is coming down with oil. Very interesting to always watch those charts in comparison.